title of the sermon is, What Will You Do in the Kingdom of God? There are many different ideas about the kingdom of God, and some people think that it's in your heart, or some people think it's a church, or some other idea. But the Bible teaches that the kingdom of God, it will be a real kingdom, and it will be ruled by real people, and Jesus will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When Jesus returns to the earth, he will come as the King of Kings, and he will rule over all the nations and all the kings of the earth. He will not rule a kingdom of our hearts or a kingdom of a church. The kingdom of God will be a real kingdom, a real government that will replace all the governments of this earth. Please turn with me to Revelation 19, and we'll start in verse 11. Revelation 19 and verse 11. Let me read to you. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses, and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. And he treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There are many prophecies in the Old Testament that predict that Jesus will come to sit on the throne of his father, King David. Jesus Christ was a descendant on both sides of his family of King David, his foster father, and his mother's family. Now, David was a real person. He had a real kingdom, and David sat on a real throne and ruled over a real kingdom, the kingdom of Israel in Palestine. So the disciples, one of the things that they understood was that Jesus was going to fulfill the prophecies contained in the Old Testament during his first coming to the earth. But Jesus did not come to restore the kingdom of God to the earth at that time. But he will restore that kingdom at his second coming. Please turn to Acts chapter 1 and starting in verse 6. Acts chapter 1 and verse 6. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, and these are the disciples asking Jesus these questions, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and all the way to the ends of the earth. And after he said this, Jesus was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid them from their sight. And they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven. They then returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. Now, these angels are telling the disciples and you and me that Jesus will descend from heaven, and he will come down to the Mount of Olives. They said he's going to come back the same way he left. So he will descend and be on the Mount of Olives in the city of Jerusalem. That's where he will come back to. Now let's turn to another prophecy we find in Isaiah, and that's in Isaiah 9, chapter 9 and verse 6. This is a famous one. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This prophecy of Isaiah says that the government of Jesus Christ will never end. It says he will reign on David's throne over his kingdom, establishing that kingdom, upholding that kingdom with justice and righteousness forever. The throne of David is a reference to what was a literal earthly kingdom, not one just set up in the hearts of men. The kingdom Jesus will rule is not a church or a spiritual kingdom somewhere in heaven. Notice that Isaiah's prophecy says that Jesus' government will increase forever. King David had a real throne. He ruled over a kingdom with real administrators and real laws. He was king and ruled over a specific territory. And lastly, what made David's kingdom real were his subjects. That is, the people over whom he exercised authority and rule. Now here are some other verses which point to Christ's literal rule on the earth. Revelation chapter 1 and verses 4 through 8. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4. Grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he's coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. There is a future kingdom that will come, be brought to this earth by Jesus himself. It's not a kingdom that will be set up in heaven. It is not a kingdom set up in the hearts of men. It is a real kingdom that will be set up on this earth at his second coming. Please turn to Daniel 7 and verse 13. Daniel 7 and verse 13. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days, and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom will be one that will never be destroyed. That's very much the same thing that we've heard in some of these other prophecies. A real kingdom set up, ruling over peoples, ruling over nations, ruling over languages, and lasting forever. Jesus will be King of Kings. He will set up a world headquarters of the kingdom of God in Jerusalem. Jesus will set up his own administration to rule all the various nations and peoples of the earth from his capital. There will be other kings that he will appoint to rule over different countries and different kingdoms and different peoples and different cities, all under his authority. David will be resurrected and will become one of these kings. David will be king of Israel in the new world after Jesus returns and the resurrection of the dead to life once again. Turn to Ezekiel 37, starting in verse 21. Ezekiel 37, starting in verse 21. And I say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will take the Israelites out of the nations where they have all gone. I will gather them from all around and bring them back into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel. There will be one king over all of them, and they will never again be two nations or be divided into two kingdoms. And this happened after the death of Solomon. Israel was divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom called Israel under Jeroboam, and the southern kingdom called Judah that was ruled by King Rehoboam. And so there was a division, and they were divided into two kingdoms. But Ezekiel 37 says, let me continue, they will no longer defile themselves with their idols and vile images or with any of their offenses. For I will save them from all their sinful backsliding. I will cleanse them. They will be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd. They will follow my laws and be careful to keep my decrees. They will live in the land I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where your fathers lived. They and their children and their children's children will live there forever, and David, my servant, will be their prince forever. Now, it's not only David that the Bible talks about. There will be other rulers and other kings over nations in the new kingdom of God. Jesus told his disciples that each of the 12 of them would rule one of the tribes of Israel. Matthew 19 and verse 28. Matthew 19 and verse 28. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The resurrected saints will be kings and priests in the kingdom of God. So it continues. There'll be David. There'll be, you know, the 12 disciples of Jesus ruling the 12 tribes of Israel under David. And there'll be other kings, other priests in the kingdom of God that Jesus Christ will appoint himself. The resurrected saints will be kings and priests in this kingdom of God. Please turn to Revelation 5 and verse 9. Revelation 5 and verse 9. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You've made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. This kingdom of God will be on the earth. Now, the parable of the minas tells us about how God will choose rulers for the new kingdom. Parable of the minas, let's turn there in Luke 19. Luke 19. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought the kingdom of God was going to appear then. He said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king, and then return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we don't want this man to be our king. But he was made king, and he returned home. So he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. And the first one came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 10 more." "Well done, my good servant," his master replied. "Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities." The second came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 5 more." His master said, "You take charge of 5 cities." The resurrected saints will be assigned rulership over cities in the kingdom of God according to what they did with what they were given in this life. It is the destiny of baptized true believers to help administer the kingdom of God as rulers and priests under the government of God, which will spread over all the earth. Let's turn to Revelation 20 and verse 4. Revelation 20 and verse 4. This is a prophecy about the coming kingdom of God. Revelation 20 and verse 4. "I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and they reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And this will be the reward that Jesus Christ, King of Kings, will give to those who do not love their lives unto death, but are willing to sacrifice themselves, if necessary, in service to their Lord Jesus Christ, and not pay allegiance to any other Lord, including the prophesied beast, or bow down to the image of that beast that will appear on the political world scene at the end of the world." Jesus said that they were resurrected and they reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This is all in the visions that John saw in the book of Revelation. You know, Jesus was wonderful and gave John these incredible visions about this future time that will happen at the end of the world. God says that we are in training now and are learning the ways of God, His ways, so that we can be kings and priests of the world after the return of Jesus to rule in Jerusalem. What your job is and where you will be placed to rule will be determined by what you do in this life today. What kind of leader are you today? Do you serve your neighbor, or do you seek to set yourself up over him and have ambitions to be above your neighbor? Are you humble, or are you proud? Do you give, or do you take? Do you seek to serve, or do you seek power over your neighbor? Do you have faith, or do you trust in your own self? Or in trying to get the riches of this world so you can trust in those riches? What are you doing right now? What am I doing right now? Are we learning? Are we profiting in the Word of God? Are we growing in grace and in knowledge? All these things God is watching, and He will remember each and every one of them when He chooses those to rule with Jesus in the kingdom of God that is soon to come to this earth.